A Washington lawyer with close ties to the Democratic Party has been indicted on a charge that he lied to the FBI. His indictment is part of the Justice Department's investigation into the origins of the FBI's Trump-Russia probe. That investigation was launched during his administration. NPR's justice correspondent Ryan Lucas is here to explain what's going on. Ryan, let's start with who was charged and why.
The guy who's been charged is Michael Sussman. He's a former federal prosecutor. He specializes in cybersecurity and privacy issues. He worked for the law firm Perkins Coie, which has a longstanding relationship with the Democratic Party. It represents the Democratic National Committee and represented Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2016. Now, as for the charges, Sussman faces a single count of making false statements to the FBI.
What he allegedly lied about?
Well, this all revolves around a meeting that Sussman had in September of 2016 with the FBI's top lawyer at the time, a man by the name of Jim Baker. And at that meeting, Sussman gave Baker information about possible links between Trump Organization computers and a Russian bank. Prosecutors say Sussman told Baker that he wasn't providing this information at the behest of any client. And according to prosecutors, that was a lie. They say Sussman was acting on behalf of a tech executive who was his client and Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. The indictment details meetings that Sussman had with the campaign's top lawyer and others about the information that Sussman eventually gave the FBI. And prosecutors say Sussman billed the Clinton campaign for the time that he spent on this project.
Has Sussman or his lawyers said anything?
His attorneys put out a statement last night calling this prosecution baseless and politically inspired. The important context here is that this case was brought by John Durham. Durham is the special counsel investigating the origins of the FBI's Trump-Russia probe, and Durham was appointed by former Attorney General William Barr during the Trump administration. Now, Sussman's attorneys say yes, Sussman did meet with Baker and pass along this information. But they say he did so on behalf of a client who was a cyber expert because the two of them thought this information raised serious national security concerns. His lawyers also say it's irrelevant who Sussman's clients were. They say this case boils down to something that Sussman allegedly said 5 years ago to a single person and no other witnesses. In other words, in their view, this is a very thin case.
I know former President Trump accused the Mueller investigation of being a political witch hunt, and he wanted the investigators to be investigated. Durham was appointed to do that, so what has Durham found so far?
You're right. Trump and Barr both built up the Durham investigation. They suggested that Durham would find evidence of stunning misconduct and expose what Trump, as we heard time and time again, claimed was a biased Mueller investigation. Trump had hoped that Durham would deliver before the 2020 election. That didn't happen. And Durham, in his work, hasn't uncovered anything along the lines of what Trump envisioned. Sussman is just the second person to face charges in Durham's probe. The other was a low-level FBI attorney who pleaded guilty to doctoring an email. And look, Durham was appointed in May of 2019 to lead this investigation into the origins of what became Mueller's Russia probe. And at this point, Durham's investigation has now been going on longer than Mueller's original Russia investigation did.
That's NPR's Ryan Lucas. Ryan, thanks.
Thank you.